GOP insider Mark Smith, Trump's silent majority is growing thanks to Black Lives Matter. By Robert Krajicek on June 30, 2020. The Black Lives Matter movement is helping grow a silent majority of Americans supporting President Donald Trump, determined Mark Smith, president of the Da Vinci Group. Offering his remarks on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. At the grassroots level, where Trump has had great success and continues to have great success making sure that he is speaking to and for those Americans who are in that silent majority, Smith said, and I will argue very strongly that that silent majority, on a day-to-day basis, thanks to the folks at Black Lives Matter and the professional race business in this country, are making more and more recruits. Smith said a message of national unity can overcome narratives of fragmentation pushed by Democrats and the broader left. For Americans to feel comfortable re-electing a president they've gotten to know over the last 3.5 years, the emphasis should be that we are all Americans, that we are men, women and families, advised Smith. We're a country blessed to have an enormously diverse culture. Smith added, this president can bring us all together as Americans, not broken up into little distinct classes and little distinct groups. That's not what America is, and most people believe that. So if he continues to discuss those types of things but also pivots back to the economy, which is obviously going to be a concern, we're going to have a specific degree of unemployment. And illustrating that he's capable of moving that in the right direction, I think he'll have a very good day in November. Listen. Smith questioned the reliability of political polling, which relies on answers from whoever it is who picks up the phone. Here's the problem with today's polling, Smith began. First of all, there is no science in it, it's an art. Number two, most importantly, is the heavy oversampling of Democrats that are in these polls and the fact that they are not talking to likely voters, and they are, in many cases, not even talking to registered voters. They're just talking to a person who picks up the phone. That out of a sample of 1,000 people. Somehow, we're going to extrapolate that Joe Biden is 14 points ahead of President Trump is ridiculous. Liberal media often use polls to push their narrative of what should be, added Smith. We saw them do that with the Mrs. Clinton 4 years ago. We obviously know, thank God, what the outcome of that election was. I personally believe they're trying to do it again. It's not going to work. Smith added his view Americans simply aren't going to fall for this nonsense. All these folks in the fake news media, they all party together on Zoom these days, and they're trying to get Biden elected, and it's not going to work. Smith remarked, Joe Biden is a hand puppet for the Democrats and the progressive left. He's like the Jack Abramoff of presidential candidates. He talks a lot, takes for himself, and does nothing for anybody else. Smith concluded, Biden, unfortunately, illustrates on a daily basis that aging and dementia are dangerous realities. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.